Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your country elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposes to change the labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose it.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Is that convicts?
Well, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Oh, crime victims. Oh, no, I don't oppose that. I'm for that.
Okay, will you strongly support or somewhat support?
Well, I'll somewhat support. I'm not going to say I'm strongly supporting.
Okay. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Yeah, I still support that.
Okay. Will that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat. I want to say it's a case-by-case basis.
Okay, I understand. Thanks. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, low?
Oh, it's about right.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida expend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or expend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner?
Pretty efficient.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose the state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services and an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yeah, I guess that's fine. That's not really important, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we can say that you will support that.
Yes.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
No, I don't support that. That's going a little too far.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes, that's fine. Yes.
Thank you. Well, veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistants trying to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose the state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checks up, diagnostics, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
No, I don't oppose that, no.
Okay, so you think that they should be required to publish public notices?
Yes, they should, yes.
Okay, thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely?
Very unlikely. I don't go to government websites, so I would never see them.
Thank you. A recent study found out Florida's vacational rentals industry generates over $31,000 billion in the state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Oh, it's very important. That's our whole economy, tourism.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacations rental should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
It should be consistent throughout the states, yes. Well, yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Do you know how to swim?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And do you think that every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They should. Generally, they should.
Thanks. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
I really couldn't tell you. I don't have any kids, but I'll say on the right track.
Okay. Well, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wage and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Will you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Well, next I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one is that public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. The second statement is that public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
The second statement I agree with.
Okay. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Me personally, no, I haven't.
Okay. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or the struggle to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Yes, I agree. There's other factors, but I agree.
Okay. Do you feel the local governments in Florida do or do not have the responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Yes, they have the responsibility and the ability, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive actions at the local level throughout zoning, permitting, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes, they should.
Okay, thank you. If an elected official at the local or the state level strongly advocates for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will it have no impact on your voting decision?
I guess the question, the answer that they're going for is, yeah, it would win my vote, but I don't think firefighters, police officers, and teachers, I don't think they're low income workers, so I don't really think that applies to them. But I would say yes, just to answer your question.
So in that case, you would be more likely to vote for them if that was the case.
Not really, no. So no, I'm not. That's not going to sway my vote, no.
Okay.
No, if they did it for Walmart workers and Family Dollar workers and call center workers, then yeah, I would. That would sway my vote, but not for police officers and firefighters. They make a pretty good living.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution title requirement to expand Medicaid eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes, they should have been did it.
Okay, thank you. And may I know what is your age?
I am 45.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you?
I'm African American.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school? Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I'm a man. Man, I'm not
that
other stuff.
Okay, thank you so much. That was basically the last question. I really appreciate your time and help with the survey.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Good night, Rev. I'm sorry.
Goodbye. Well, yeah, goodbye. Thanks.